speak something about the glories of Radhakund on Bahulastami 2009, Kartik. Somehow, we're here by the causeless mercy of Srimati Radhika and Srila Prabhupada, we're able to be here in Vrindavan, Radharani's place. This is from the Adi Varaha Puran, quoted from Mathura Mahatmyam, which is a collection of quotations by Srila Rupa Goswami. Arishta Radha Kundabhyam Snanat Phalam Avapyate Rajasuya Ashwamedabhyam Natcha Karya Vicharana. By taking a bath at Arishta Kund, Shama Kund, and Radha Kund, persons can obtain the result of performing Rajasuya and Ashwamedha sacrifices. There is no need to consider further about this. So one bath in Radha Kund is more valuable than the elaborate arrangement of a Rajasuya or Ashwamedha Yajna. This is the main verse that everyone has been collected over here from Padma Purana, Kartik Mahatmyam. Govardhane giro ramye radha kundam priyam hare kartike bahulashtamyam tatra snatva hare priya. In the vicinity of the charming Govardhan hill, Govardhane giro ramye is the most sacred Radha Kundam, which is very dear to Hari, Priya Hari. So this is Priya Kund. Sometimes it's called Priya Kund. It's called Shri Kund. Radha Kund is called Shri Kund. Radha Kund or Priya Kund. Very nice. Priyaji Kund. Radha Kundam Priyam Hare. And Radha Kund is very dear to Lord Hari. If persons take bath there on the day of Bahulashtami, Kartike Bahulashtamyam, in the month of Kartik, they become very dear to Sri Krishna. Tachasnatva Hari Priya. So we become Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. Hari Priya, by bathing in Priya Kund, which is Priyam Hare, Hare Priya. It doesn't say Madhyarat. Madhyarat means midnight. Naro bhakto bhavet vipras tat stitasya pratoshanam yata radha priya vishnos tasya kundam priyam tata sarva gopishu saivaika vishnur adyantavalava Tatkunde kartikastam yam tatrasnatva hari priya. By pleasing the living entities who reside at Radha Kund, naro bhakto bhaved vipras statitasya pratoshanam. Translation, living entities means jiva. A dog, is a dog a living entity? You agree? Yes. Pig, dog, parrot, bird. It says, naro bhakto bhaved viprast tatstitasya pratoshanam. Naro bhakto bhaved vipras. O vipra, so someone is addressing some brahmanas in the Kartik Mahatmyam, maybe Narada Muni, whomever, you have to see the whole Mahatmyam. Maybe Yudhisthira or Krishna speaking to Yudhisthira is not clear at this juncture. Naro bhakto, this means human beings, bhakto means devoted human beings, wouldn't you say? Naro bhakto bhaved vipras. Tat stitasya. Stitasya means those that are there. Stita, right? Stan. By pleasing the human beings Pratoshana means to give great happiness and pleasure, satisfying. By satisfying and pleasing the living entities, I would say human beings. Human beings, devotees. Naro bhakto. What would you say? So bhaved means like bhavatu. Bhavatu means you will attain. Right? Bhavatu. So he's saying by pleasing the human beings who reside at Radhakund, persons attain devotional service to the Lord. So this is bhakto bhaved, naro. By pleasing the human beings, you attain bhakti, hari bhakti. Then, what does it say then? Yata rada priya vishnos tasya kundam priyam tata. This is the part that's usually quoted here and there. Just as Sri Radha is most dear to Sri Krishna, similarly, her kund, Radha kund, is also most dear to him. Radha priya, kundam priya. Radha priya vishnos, vishnos means Krishna. Kundam priyam tata. They're equally pleasing. Radha kund is equally pleasing. Radharani is pleasing to Krishna and so is Radha kund because they are one. They are non-different. They can't separate them. Then it says, Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnur Atyanta Valava. By bathing in Radhakund, then it says, Tatkunde Kartika Stamyam Tatrasnatva Hari Priye. By bathing in Radhakund on the day of Bahulasmi in the month of Kartik, persons become dear to Sri Krishna. Again, Hari Priya. Text 442 of Mathura Matyam. Natva stutva chasampujyo deva deva janardana prabodinyam yata pritas tata pritas tato bhavet. As Krishna becomes very pleased if one offers him obeisances, prayers, and worship on the day of Uttan Ekadasi, Krishna becomes very pleased also if one offers obeisances, prayers and worship at Sri Radhakund. Haribo. So we all did that. Everyone offered Agarbhati, everyone offered Deepam, is that right? So these are some of the glories that Rupa Goswami has collected about Radhakund. So as Anugatya of Rupa Goswami, Rupanugas, we have followed his injunctions and his instructions to bathe in Radhakund per our parampara. We want to hear the story of Radhakund, which comes from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is in chapter 36. The slaying of Arishta, the bull demon. Very interesting pastime for someone named Gopal. Krishna's name is Gopal. Palana means to protect or to nourish or to serve. And go means cow and bull. It says in Bhagavad Gita there are activities of the Vaishyas. Krishi go raksha vanijyam. Krishi go raksha vanijyam. Vaishya karma swabhava jam. Sabhava. This is the nature that's born. This is the inner nature, the inborn nature of the Vaishya. Krishigo Raksha. He should plow the land and grow crops. And Go Raksha. He should protect cows and bulls. He should not kill them. Krishna is Abhira. Basically, Vaishya. And they are protecting so many cows. His father has 900,000 cows. That means he has no bulls? Possible? No, impossible. So he must have, if you have 900,000 animals, he must have 450,000 bulls. Because they come in twos. One bull and one cow. Right? A cow doesn't only give birth to cows. also bulls. So he's protecting lots and lots of bulls and engaging them, pulling the bullock carts and all these things, maybe grinding grains and other things they could have engaged the bulls in. Bull power, ox power, we call it ox power, ISKCON farm communities. Now one day one bull came to Vrindavan. There's so many thousands of bulls wandering around Vrindavan in Krishna's time. But this bull got murdered by Krishna. Krishna killed the bull. Very interesting idea. The slaying of Arishta, the bull demon. And Krishna also killed a calf, Vatsasura. And he killed a woman also. So he's really fired up. And Brahmins and cows and bulls and calves are not to be killed by anyone at any time for any cause. They're innocent. This is text 1 of chapter 36. Sri Balarayana Uvacha Ata Taryagato Goshtam Arishto Vrishabhasura Mahimaha Mahimaha Kukutkaya Kampayan Kura Vikshatam. Sukadeva Goswami said the demon Arishta came to the cowherd village. Agato Goshtam. He came to the Goshta, appearing in the form of a bull with a large hump. This demon made the earth tremble as he tore it apart with his hooves. Vishnu's Tika. This chapter describes the killing of Arishtasura. The word tarhi, then, is used in the sentence. The word yada should also be supplied. Thus, the meaning is that when Krishna, yada, began his rasa-lila in the evening, then tarhi, Arishtasura, came. And generally, as we've mentioned so many times, the lila is depicted in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's a painting there. It's daytime. The gopis are all embracing tamal trees, running in fear, embracing tamal trees for protection. And this huge big bull is snorting and making noise and pawing the ground and running down the footpaths, scaring all the gopis and causing them to have miscarriages and all these things which are described. But we see in a closer examination of the Bhagavatam, Vishwanath is citing the Vishnu Puran to indicate that, of course, maybe he hung around for a long time, but it's generally told here that he, Arishtasura, came into Vrindavan, Arda Pradosh, and this is the verse is mentioned in the Vishnu Puran, that he came halfway through Pradosh Kal. Pradosh Kal is a particular time period of Ashtayam, the eight periods of the day. And Pradosh Kal goes from 8:36 in the evening, which is over now, until 10:30 or 48. We just crossed that. So in other words, he came in halfway in between that, about 9:30 at night. It was dark. You see, it's dark, no? Totally dark. And Krishna had called all the gopis. He had made a prior arrangement to meet all the gopis here at this area. This is Govardhan. At this particular place in Govardhan, have a wonderful rasa dance. Maybe in this very place we're sitting in. Sri Krishna's Radhakan Rasa Lila Ki Jai. Until 80 years ago, where we're sitting was a huge Kadambavan, Kadamba Kandi. And it went from here all the way to Basanti. There was thousands of Kadamba trees in it, right where we're sitting 80 years ago. It wasn't fields of Gehun and chickpea and all these things. A flat area, huge Kadamba trees. In the last 80 years, they've all been decimated and sold. Now there's fields there and there's houses there and some people have ashrams there also. Right? Like the one we're sitting in. Imagine it was a Kadamba van and there was some clearing there arranged by Yogamaya in the beautiful Kadamba forest, and Krishna was there called the gopis right here in the Kadambavan, Kadamba Kanana. Krishna enjoys his ras in the Kadamba forest. The Vishnu Puran confirms that Arista entered Krishna's village halfway through Pradosh Arde. Pradosh Arde Kadachit Tu Rasa Sakte Janardane Chasayan Sa Mado Goshtam Arista Sampagata. Once midway through the period of dusk, Pradosh Kal, it's actually late evening, 8:24 to 10:48, so 8:24, 9, about 9:30, is halfway. When Lord Janardhan Sri Krishna was eager to perform the rasa dance, Arishtasura madly entered the coward village, terrifying everyone. This word atta, next, is spoken here to present a different idea in contrast to the mood of enjoying rasa dance. So rasa dance is intimate, it's sweet, it's loving, it's gentle, it's beautiful, it's attractive, it's satisfying to Krishna and all his associates. That's on one side of the verse. On the other side of the verse, there's this Aristasura, the form of a huge black bull with a very high hump on his back, and he's stomping his hooves, and the earth is trembling. So if the earth is trembling like a tremor, what they call earthquake, it's very difficult to be peaceful, isn't it? It's very difficult to have an equipoised mind, and it's very difficult to feel the spirit of enjoyment, and let's dance. Wait a minute, let's get out, let's look for safety, let's find some secure place here. Everything's about to tremble and crush, and buildings will fall apart, and the ground under my feet is about to separate and swallow me up. Earthquake is a very frightening and dangerous experience. Have you ever been in one? Yes. Yeah, it's not too peaceful. Depends on how wild it is. Text 2. Rambamana karataram padacha milikanmahim udyamya pucham viprani mishanagrena chodharan kinchit kinchit chakrin muchan Mutrayan Stabdalochanaha. Aristasura bellowed very harshly and pawed the ground. With his tail raised and his eyes glaring, flaming red, he began to tear up the embankments of soil. They build up the soil to protect the crops and hold the water in. With the tips of his horns every now and then, passing here and there a little stool and urine. Which, of course, there's many commentaries. This is one, Vishwanath Sartadarshini. But in Sanatana Goswami's Tika, which is in the BBT edition, at least in the original notes, which we have a copy of, it may be not published, but it's there. Jiva Vishwanath and Sanatana Goswami. He's saying that this is called foreshadowing. Sukadeva Goswami is actually indicating the death of Arishtasura in this verse, because he's saying that Chakran Munchan Mutrayan, that he was Mutra, of course, is urine. That what happens when one dies? Often when one dies, he passes stool and urine, human beings included, a big mess in the bed. When you're born, you pass stool and urine. When you die, you come in with a nice offering and go out with a nice offering. Your final offering is stool and urine. And in between time, you try to make some sense out of it all. But basically, all you ever create is stool and urine. You eat, pass stool and urine, sleep, and then die. What benefit do we do to the world? What charity do we give to others? What help do we render to others? And what contribution do we actually do to improve the quality of other human beings' lives? Or to improve the world in general. Most people just eat, sleep, pass stool and urine, isn't it? So this Arishtasura, though he's so big and he's so powerful, he's pawing the ground and the earth is shaking, but he's passing stool and urine. Animals only do that when they're dead or when they're afraid. Humans do also when they're afraid, they pass still in urine. I've seen. When the elephant in Mayapur, they take him out for a walk on the road from Mayapur down to Yogapit to pay obeisances to Mahaprabhu. He's also a devotee elephant. So every day he goes down to the Yogapit and he rips up a few trees here and there and eats some snacks and little pakoras or whatever. And the bulls are working in the field or walking on the side of the road. And as soon as they see the elephant, that seems to be a natural enemy or something. I don't know much about this. I don't know these two animals. The bulls go wild. They become completely frightened. They see. And the elephant is just, the trunk is going like, ton, ton, ton. He's just walking down. He's peaceful. He's not in any aggressive posture, in attack mode or anything. He's just peacefully walking. And 200 meters away, ha, ha, the bull becomes so afraid. He jumps, and there's a heavy embankment. The road, Bhakti Siddhanta Road, is quite high, and on either side is about 8 feet down. And there's a big slab. If you draw your car out there, you die, you crash off. The road is raised about 8 feet above the neighboring rice fields, and it was a big drop off the road. It goes down like that, and there's the rice fields in the Ganga. And I've seen the bulls and the cows, they just go straight down that incline. They run down the incline and start running away in the field, and they're passing still in urine as they're running out of intense fear of the elephant. It's quite amazing. Have you ever seen? I've seen it many times. Because, you know, I used to spend 2 months there every summer. So you see a lot of interesting things. So this little guy, this guy here, Arista, he's passing still in urine, which means he's going to die very soon. Right? Because he's actually, he's making big noise and big show, but he's actually completely afraid of what he's going to do, try to kill Krishna. So out of fear, he's already indicating his defeat because of his intense fear. Yasya niraditen anga nisturena gavam nirnam patantya kalato garba shavanti sma bayenave nivishanti gana yasya kakud yachala shankaya tam tikshna shingam udvikshya gopyo gopas tatatrasu. My dear King Parikshit, clouds were hovering above the sharp-horned Aristosaurus hump. Well, that's pretty high. His back was as high as the clouds, which means quite a few hundred feet or a few thousand feet. When the coward men and ladies saw this demon, they were struck with terror. The strident reverberation of his roar so frightened the pregnant cows and women that they lost their fetuses in miscarriages. Arista's loud roaring made the cows and women have miscarriages. Pashavo dadruvor bita rajan santyaja gokulam krishna krishneti te sarve govindam sharanam yayu govindam sharanam yayu. The domestic animals fled the pasture in fear. It's like I was telling you, the bulls and cows are running into the pastures out of fear of an elephant. The little thing is like 10 feet high. Imagine seeing a huge black bull 2,000 feet high. 2,000 feet high. If the domestic animals means cows and bulls and goats and sheep, this is domestic animals. They see a 10 foot high elephant. The bull is himself 6 feet high. His shoulders are 6 feet high. You ever seen a bull? It's 5, 6 feet high. And he simply sees an elephant, which is 10 feet high. A little wider, obviously, and heavier. And he runs for his life and passes still in urine. I've seen it with my own eyes. Imagine a 2,000 foot high black bull. Unbelievable. And he's making this strident reverberation, whatever that is, some kind of loud, ah, rah. All the inhabitants, they fled the pastures in fear. That's the animals, domestic animals. Then the human beings, the inhabitants, they rushed to Lord Govinda for shelter. Govinda Sharanam, Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. Sri Krishnam Sharanam Mama. They took shelter of Govinda, crying, Krishna, Krishna! Krishna, 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 Krishna. Bhagavan napitat viksya gokulam bhaya vidrutam ma bhaishteti girashwasya mrishasuram upavayat. When the Supreme Lord Krishna saw the coward community distraught and fleeing in fear, he calmed them and said, don't be afraid. Then he called out to the bull demon as follows. Mrishasur. Gopale pashubir manda chasite kim asattama mayi shastari dushtanam swadvidhanam duratmana. This is what Krishna said to that bull who was causing fear to the residents of Vrindavan and the animals of Vrindavan. You fool! What do you think you're doing, you wicked rascal? Frightening the coward community and their animals when I'm here just to punish corrupt miscreants like you. Dushtanam, Duratmanam. Some heavy words here. Krishna said, what do you gain by frightening the cows? Addressing the demon as the most sinful one, Asattama. Krishna suggests that no sin would be incurred by killing this demon bull, though normally killing a cow or a bull is the most heinous sin, gohatya. But Krishna is saying, you are a sattama, dushtaman, dushtanam, duratmanam. So therefore I could kill you, because you're no good. It yas fotyachito nishto rishtam tala shabdhena kopayan sakyuram she bujabogam bujabogam prasarya vashtito hari. Having spoken these words, the infallible Hari slapped his arms. Bunjabogam bujabogam. He slapped his arms with his palms. Further angering Arishta with that loud sound. Krishna then casually threw his mighty serpentine arm over the shoulder of a friend and stood facing the demon. Krishna slapped his arms with his palms to indicate his prowess and challenging the bull demon. Furthermore, Krishna showed his contempt for the ignorant demon by nonchalantly throwing his serpentine arm onto the shoulder of his friend Subal. Subal and Krishna facing off with Vrishasura. What is it called? Yeah. So pyevam kopito rishta karena vanim ulikan udyat pucha brahman megha krudha krishnam upadravat. Thus provoked, Arishta pawed the ground with one of his hooves. Then, with the clouds hovering above his upraised tail, he furiously charged Krishna. Arishta showed his power by raising and twitching his tail, so it disturbed the clouds in the sky. Agra nyasta vishanagra stabdasri glochanochitam katakshipya dravaturnam indra mukta shaneryata. Pointing the tips of his horns straight ahead and glaring menacingly at Sri Krishna from the corners of his bloodshot eyes, Arishta rushed towards Krishna at full speed like a thunderbolt hurled by Indra. The bull's glaring eyes were blood red with arrogance. That's a fact. Usually people that have reddish eyes are very proud. You can see. They usually have a lot of pitta. People that have like bulging eyes, their eyes are like bulging. It's a lot of pitta. Pitta means fire. They have a lot of fire. And pride and fire and bulging eyes, they all go together. The bull's glaring eyes were blood red with arrogance. It's a fact. Arrogance means pride. Makes the eye. They don't have cool eyes, cool, soft, gentle, innocent, deer-like eyes. They have aggressive. Red eyes means aggressive, proud, domineering. And then when they drink, they really become bloodshot. But even when they're not drinking, I've seen many people like this. He scolded Krishna with his sidelong glances. Katakshipya. This is not Radha Kripa Kataksha or Krishna Kripa Kataksha. This is Brishasura Katakshipya. Krihitva Shinga Yostamva Ashtadasha Padanisa Pratyapovaha Bhagavan Gajapati Gajamyata. Krishna seized Arishtasura by the horns and threw him back 36 feet, just as an elephant might do when fighting a rival elephant. So Krishna threw him in the opposite direction. He attacked full speed like a thunderbolt thrown by Indra. Shoom! And Krishna just waited for him. His horns are like this. Okay, come on, buddy. You know, he just had his horns. And Krishna said, okay. And Krishna just stood there. Come on. Grabbed his horns. Boom! Threw him back 36 feet. 3,000 foot high. 3,000 feet high. How wide was he? So he was. His tail was kicking. The clouds were hanging on his hump. So he was 3,000 feet high. So how wide was he? 10 feet high? 10 feet wide?
500.
727 feet. Write that in your diary. You have to be precise. Krishna consciousness is a science. Science of God consciousness. And he threw this monster 36 feet back, little Krishna. He's little. He's not. He's only 5 feet 9. Sopavido Bhagavata Punar Uttaya Satvaram Apatat Sumana Saravango Nishwasan Krodha Murchita. Thus repulsed by Krishna, the bull demon got up and breathing hard and sweating all over his body. He again charged Krishna in a mindless rage. Tam apatantam sanigashingayo. Padasamakramya nipatya bhutale nishpirayanasa yatadramambaram kritva vishanena jaganasopatat. It changed the meter in this verse. As Arishta attacked, Krishna seized him again by the horns and knocked him to the ground with his foot. This time he grabbed him, instead of throwing him back, said, "Listen, you rascal, I'm fed up with you. I gave you a chance to run home to your mother. I grabbed your horns and I threw you back, and if you had any brains, you would have ran home to your mother, Kamsa." Because he was sent by Kamsa. He's actually a yogi with a bull body, demon. But he was obstinate, proud, arrogant. And he attacked again. So Krishna said, "All right." And this time he grabbed him by the horns and stopped him dead. He grabbed, stopped him and took his foot, kicked him on the side. Dong! He knocked him to the ground with his foot. The Lord, then Krishna thrashed him as if he were a wet cloth and finally yanked out one of the demon's horns and struck him with it until he lay prostrate, dead. Finished. Right? So he kicked him on the side, then just like you squeeze out, you know, step on cloth or you squeeze cloth out, so he just stepped on him with his foot and squeezed out all the juices, yanked out a horn. Krishna forcefully seized the demon by his horns and beat him like a piece of wet cloth, extracted his left horn and stuck him with it. That's the way to go. Ashrigvaman mutrap sak. Asrigvamam mutra sakritsa mushtrijan shipamsh chapadan anavastitekshana jagamakricham nireteratashayam pushpe kiranto haramidiresura pushpe kiranto haramidiresura. Vomiting blood and profusely excreting stool and urine, kicking his legs and rolling his eyes about, Arishtasura thus went painfully to the abode of death. Haribo. The demigods honored Lord Krishna by showering flowers. Arishta underwent great difficulty, and then Yamaraj came to kill him rather than Krishna himself. Interesting. Nevertheless, he immediately attained liberation. The demigods praised Krishna by showering flowers. Evam kukurbinam hatva stuyamana dvijatibi vishesha goshtam sa balo gopinam nayanot savaha. Having thus killed the bull demon Arishta, he who is a festival for the gopis' eyes. Gopinam nayanotsava. Gopinam nayanot nayana. Nayana mani manjari bhakti sanata saraswati thakura ki. Gopinam nayanotsav. He's an utsav for the eyes. When the gopis see Krishna, they just go mad and ecstasy. So beautiful, and his eyes are so attractive. His eyes are so attractive, their eyes become, they feast on his form. As they say in English, Krishna is a feast for sore eyes. Our eyes are sore, they're burning with greed and lust and anxiety and unfulfilled desires. And they're sore. But when we see Krishna, the festival means feast. Have you ever been to a festival without a feast? So if you say Nayanotsava, a festival, utsav, for the eyes, it means a feast for the eyes. We have this expression in English, oh, a feast for the eyes. So Krishna's form is a feast for the eyes. It's joyful. You become elated, you become joyful. Oh, look at Krishna. So, especially for the gopis, because you can enjoy the festival according to your appetite. You can enjoy the feast according to your appetite. Festival means feast. You have your kamjor and your stomach's ulta, or whatever, upside down, ultipate, and things aren't working quite right, and you have that off feeling, Monday blues, then you can't enjoy the feast very well, because you have no appetite. In the same way, the intensity of the love of the devotee is how much he relishes the festival of Krishna's darshan. The greater the love, the greater the festival, the greater the feast. Gopis have the greatest love for Krishna, and the greatest appetite of love, and the greatest thirst for love. So when they see Krishna, it's not only an utsav, but a mahotsav. Maha utsav. Nayana mahotsava. Mahotsava, it's a grand feast for the eyes. They really relish. Because as we say in English, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So beholder means the reservoir, the prema shraya. The reservoir. Beholder means the holder of the prem. How much prem you're holding in your heart is how much you'll appreciate the object of your drishti. So the greater the prem in the heart, the greater you'll appreciate the object of your vision. The gopis have the greatest prem for Krishna. They are the prema shraya par excellence. Par excellence, prema shraya, are the gopis of Braj. Because they have mahabhav. Maranakya mahabhav. So when they see Krishna, what a festival. They see Krishna, everything starts dancing. Their eyes start dancing, their hearts start dancing, their minds start dancing, their hair stands, and then everything becomes transformed just by seeing Krishna. That is a festival. A festival satisfies your ears with wonderful music. A festival satisfies your eyes with drama and color and interesting sights. And a festival satisfies the sense of touch by the fragrances and the wind and the breezes and satisfies your appetite and your stomach by the wonderful feast and everything you're eating. So the music and the sounds and the sights and the people and the feelings and everything creates an utsav. The gopis have all that experience simply by seeing Krishna. Nayan utsav. Just see Krishna. And they feel satisfied in every limb and every their ears become surcharged, their nose, their limbs, their touch, sense of touch, everything becomes thrilled and excited and satisfied and enervated just by seeing Krishna. Sakshat darshan. Sakshat manmata manmata. Evam kukudmanam hatva stuyamana dvijatibi. Having thus killed the bull demon Arishta, who is a festival for the gopis' eyes, entered the coward village with Balaram. Nayan utsava means a personified festival for the eyes, says Vishwanath. And we added a few little drops there. Arishte nihite daitye krishne nadbhuta karmana kamsa yataha bhagavan narado deva darshana. After Aristasura had been killed by Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Krishna adbhuta karmana. Adbhuta means amazing. What else it means? Amazing, wonderful. Adbhuta karma, his activities, his actions are wonderful. Adbhuta, inconceivable, amazing. Narada Muni went to speak to King Kamsa. That powerful sage of godly vision addressed the king as follows. What does this word Devadarshan mean? It says, Narada Devadarshanaha. It's a name for Narada Muni. It indicates that he has attained the perfection of seeing the ultimate Deva. Deva Deva Jagatpate in Gita. The Lord and Master of all the Devas, Krishna Dev. Kamadeva, Krishna Dev. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. Mana Manasa Madhukaram Arpaya Nija Pada Pankaja Makarande. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande. We worship that Krishna Dev. Govinda Dev. Keshav Dev. Bala Dev. Isn't it? He's had that fortune, so he's Deva Darshan. He sees Narayan. This is Narada Muni. And he knows or he sees the pastimes of Krishna. Knowing that Krishna's Braja Leela was ending, Narada spoke to Kamsa to induce him to bring Krishna to Mathura. There are 20 verses of the Puranas. In 20 verses, the Puranas describe how Radhakund and Shyamakund appeared after the killing of Rishtasura as a result of a joking conversation between Radha and Krishna. These 20 verses are being reproduced here by the mercy of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Radhakund Avirbhav Mahotsav Ki
Jai.
Krishna Kund Avirbhav Mahotsav Ki
Jai.
Arista Kund Avirbhav Mahotsav Ki
Jai.
Priya Kund Avirbhav Mahotsav Ki
Jai.
Radha said, O sinful killer of a bull, do not touch me today. Krishna replied, O foolish woman, this is not a bull, but a terrible demon disguised as a bull. Can't you see? Are you blind? Radha said, O Krishna, that may be true. But even though Arishta was a terrible demon, still he was posing as a bull. So you will have to undergo atonement, just as Indra did after killing the demon of Richasura. Richasura was a demon, but he was a Brahman. And it's Brahmanhatya, very grievous sin. So Indra had to undergo atonement for killing Vrichasura, who was an enemy of the Devas. This is what Radha told. Radha's very intelligent for a simple cowherd lady. She knows the Puranas, she knows the Itihas, she knows the history. Very clever speaker, Radharani. She's the Adi Saraswati. Krishna says, "Oh Radha, what should I do to atone for this act?" Shyam, you can purify yourself by bathing in every single holy place in the three worlds. Now, Radharani is an extremely heavy temple commander. When she gives an order at every single holy place in India, every single holy place in the world, every single place in the three worlds, Bhur Bhuva Swa. Are, Radharani, such a heavy demand. Krishna said, "Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places here to Brajmandal and take my bath in them. Just watch me, Radha." After saying that, Mukunda struck his heel on the ground to make a hole and he said, "Ow, come here." Then all the holy waters in the universe and their presiding deities came there along with the Bhagavati River coming from Patal region. "Hey Sakis, behold all the holy waters, do you see?" But the gopis did not believe Krishna's words. Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication or prayer, came forward and introduced themselves. "May Samudra, hey. I in the salt ocean. May Kir Sagar, hey. I am the ocean of milk. May Amar Dirgika, hey. I am Amar Dirgika. I am River Sona, Sindhu, Tamraparni. I am Pushkar. May Pushkar whom? Whom? Or hey? Whom? Hmm. Hmm. Hong. I am Pushkar. May Saraswati Nadi hum. May Godavari hum. May Jamuna Reva hum. And we are the Triveni at Prayag. Just see our holy waters, Radhika." After purifying himself by bathing, Krishna became quite arrogant, or let's say more arrogant, because he's already quite arrogant, and he said, "Listen, Saki, Sakion, Suniye, I have made one lake, Kund, containing all the various holy places, but none of you have performed such pious deeds." Hearing this, Radha said to her Sakis, "Hey Sakis, Suniye, I must create an even more beautiful lake than Shyam. Go to work immediately and construct a beautiful kund with great care. West of Krishna's kund, where Arista's hooves had made a hole, the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands, and in a short span of an hour, Gatika Dwayena, they made a beautiful divine kund known as Kan Kan Kund. Astonished to see the lake the gopis produced, Krishna thought about enjoying the rasa dance and he said, "Oh, lotus-eyed Radha, please take some holy water from my kund and fill up your kund." Radha said, "No, no, 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 this is impossible. The water of your lake is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow, rather, a bull, says cow here. Gohatya, my countless sakis will bring billions of pots of pure water from Manasaganga to fill up my kund. By this activity, my fame will be spread throughout the universe. At that time, Sri Krishna gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Maybe he was an agent, commission agent. Suddenly, that person rose up out of Krishna's kund and bowed down to Vrishabhanandini with folded hands and tears in her eyes. That Devi from the kund began to offer praises to Radharani. Oh, Radhika Devi, even Brahma himself, who knows all the scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. You are inconceivable to them. Only Krishna, the best of men, can understand your wonderful glories. And thus Krishna feels obliged to personally wipe the perspiration from your limbs when you are fatigued. Krishna is always anointing your lotus feet with charu and yavak and decorating them with ankle bells. Krishna rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by serving your lotus feet. On Krishna's order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent kund, Krishna kund, which he created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow your merciful glance will the tree of our desire bear fruit. Being satisfied with the praises spoken by the representative of all the holy places, Radha said, "So, kindly tell me your desire." Then the holy places clearly stated their desire. Oh, Radhika Devi, our lives will be truly successful if we can enter your kund. This is the boon we pray for. Glancing at her priyatam from the corners of her eyes, Radha Kripa Kataksha. Vrishabhanandini replied with a smile, "Please come." Radhasakis all agreed with her decision and became immersed in an ocean of happiness. All the moving and non-moving creatures became enlivened, thus gaining the mercy of Radha. The holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kund forcibly broke through its boundary walls and swiftly filled Radha Kund with their waters at exactly 11:51. Haribo! Krishna said, "Oh, most beloved, oh Priyaji, may your kund become more famous in the world than mine. I will come here daily to bathe and enjoy my water pastimes. Jal Keli Bihar, Jal Keli Leela. Indeed, your kund is as dear to me as you are." Radha replied, O Shyamju, I will bathe daily in your kund as well. Even though you may kill hundreds of Rishta demons here, in the future, anyone who has intense devotion for your kund, which is on the spot where you chastise a Rishtasura, and who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me. Snayad vasen mamasa eva maha priyostu. So anyone who bathes in Shamakun becomes maha priya. Bhavastu astu. Let it be. It will be. It will happen. If someone bathes in Shamakun, he will become maha priya of Radharani. Haribo. That night, a brilliant flash of beautiful lightning in the form of Sri Radhika, whose glory is spread throughout the three worlds, caused a shower of blissful ras to fall from the Krishna cloud by performing a rasa dance on the banks of Radhakund. Radhakund Rasleela ki.
Jai.
Baholastami Rasleela ki.
Jai.
That, my friends, is the story of Radhakund Avirbhav Leela. Shri Radhika Ashtotara Shatanam Stotram Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. This prayer is spoken, it is said by Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is 108 names of Shri Radhika. This is also in the Radhakund book, I believe. Is that right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna combined, he is saying that one will attain ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna. It will be recited morning, midday, evening, or middle of the night. So this is Madhirat, so that's called middle of the night. So we're right on time, 11:57. We'll sing this together, and we'll even say the meanings of the words together. Shimadrara rasamayi rasagya rasikatata rasheshwari rasa bhakti rasapurna rasapradam. Shri Radha is endowed with all the most splendorous opulences. Rasamayi, Radha is pervaded with ever-flowing transcendental mellows. Rasagya, Radha is fully aware of all the subtleties of these rasa mellows. Rasika, she's expert in relishing mellows. Rasheshwari, she's the queen of the rasa dance. Rasa bhakti, she's totally devoted to expressing rasa. Rasapurna, she's full and overflowing with pure ecstatic mellows. Rasaprada, and anyone who is interested in serving her with love, she will bestow these rasas upon them. Rangini rasa labdacha, rasa mandalakarani, rasa vilasini radha, radhika rasapurnada. Rangini, Radha is very playful. Rasa labda, Radha is greedy to taste all the different aspects of rasa. She is rasa mandalakarani. She is the cause and the architect of the rasa dance. Rasa vilasini, she enjoys to her heart's content dancing in rasa lila with Shyam Sundar. Radha, she's the best worshipper of Shyam. Radhika, she's the best worshipper who is adored intimately by her friends. Rasa purnara, she bestows rasa upon others in the most completely and fulfilling way. Rama Ratna Ratnamayi Ratna Mala Sushobana Raktoshti Ratanayana Raktopala Vidarani. Rama Ratna, Radha is the topmost jewel among all the forms of Lakshmi Devi. Ratnamayi, all Radha's ornaments and paraphernalia are studded with jewels. Ratnamala, she wears gemstone necklaces. Sushobana, Radha radiates the most ecstatic, sublime splendor. Raktoshti, Radha's lips are naturally charmingly red. Raktanayana, the corners of her eyes have a reddish tint due to the intense anurag arising in her heart for Krishna. Raktotpala Vidharani, Radha holds a red lotus in her hand to bop Krishna with. Ramani Ramani Gopi Vrindavana Vilasani Nanaratna Vichitrangi Nanasukha Mayisada. Ramani, Radharani is the most charming mistress. And then Ramani, Ramani, her loveliness, her Raman, is especially pleasing to behold. Gopi, she's a coward girl, Vrindavan Vilasani, she enjoys Vilas in Vrindavan. She's the Nanaratna, she wears many types of gemstones in the form of different bhavas and ecstasies that decorate her Mahabhav Sarup. She's Vichitrangi. Her limbs are most beautiful and astonishing to behold. Nana Sukamayi. She abounds in various kinds of happiness. Samsara Paratarani Venugita Venodani Krishna Priya Krishna Mayi Krishna Dhyana Parayani Samsara Paratarani. She delivers everyone from the material world, Veno Gita Vinodani. She takes great pleasure in hearing the beautiful flute song of Krishna. Krishna Priya, she's the dearest of Krishna. Krishna Mayi, she's completely absorbed only in Krishna. Krishna Dhyana Parayani, she's always meditating on Krishna. Sadananda Shina Madhya Krishna Krishna Laya Shubha Chandravali Chandramukhi Chandra Cha Krishna Vallabha Sadananda. Radha is full of bliss. Shina Madhya, her waist is very slim. Krishna, she is a female, the feminine aspect of Krishna himself. Krishnalaya, she is a very refuge of beloved Krishna. Shubha, she is the embodiment of auspiciousness. Chandravali, Radhika's beauty is like a series of full moons. Chandramukhi, her face is beautifully round and radiant and soothing like a full moon. Chandra, she's a personification of the moon itself, Krishna Vallabha, Radha's dearmost beloved of Krishna. Vrindavaneshwari Devi, Krishna Rangi Paragati, Dhyanatita Dhyana Magna, Sada Krishna Kutuhali, Vrindavaneshwari. Radha is the queen of Vrinda's forest. Devi, she is the topmost goddess of creation. Krishna Rangi, she's always playing fun games with Krishna. Paragati, she's the final transcendental goal. Dhyanatit, Radha is naturally situated far beyond anyone's meditation. Dhyana Magna, she is deeply immersed in meditation on Krishna. Sada Krishna Kutuhali, she's always playing kutuhali, mischievous pranks on Krishna. Prema Mayi, Prema Rupa, Prema Prema Vinodani, Krishna Priya Sadanandi, Gopi Mandalavasini. Prema Mayi Radha is infused with the purest ecstatic mellows. Prema Rupa Radha is the embodiment of love's most beautiful form. Prema Radha's every thought, action, word, and deed are totally saturated with love. Prema Vinodani Radha revels in delightful sports of pure love. Krishna Priya Radha is a favorite of Lord Krishna. Sada Anandi Radha, perpetually absorbed in the greatest happiness. Gopi Mandala Vasini, she's in the midst of the circle of her coward friends, or her group of coward friends. Sundarangi Chaswarnabha Nila Patavidarani Krishna Anuragin Cheva Krishna Premusilakshana Sundarangi. Sundara Angi. Krishna's bodily limbs are very attractive. Swarnabha. Swarnabha. Radha's complexion is radiantly golden. Nila Patividharani. Radha loves to wear blue silken garments. Krishnanuragini. Radha's content in her attachment to Krishna. Krishna Prema Sulakshana. She's nicely marked by her obvious love for Krishna. Niguda Rasa Sarangi. Mrigakshi Mrigalochana. Ashesha Guna Paracha Krishna Priya Krishna Praneshwari Sama Niguda Rasa Sarangi. She embodies the essence of confidential mellows. Mrigakshi, her eyes are soft and innocent and wide like the deer. Mrigalochana, she sees things innocently like the deer. Ashesha Guna Para. She excels beyond limitless good qualities. Krishna Praneshwari. Radha is the mistress of the life breath of Krishna. And Sama, she's equal in her dealings with all. Rasa Mandala Madhyashta Krishna Rangi Sadashuchi Rajeshri Rajarupa Rajabhumi Shukaprada. Rasa Mandala Madhyashta, she dances in the center of the Rasa dance while Krishna plays his flute. Krishna Rangi, she always frolics with Krishna. Sadashuchi, she has immaculate and most beautiful manners. Of course, it means, Shuchi also means she's very expert in erotic love. It also means that. Always engaged in erotic love. Shuchi also means that. Vrajeshwari, she's the queen of Brajadam. Brajarupa, the aspects of her form are visible in the natural features throughout Braj. The form of Braj is her very form. Brajabhumi Shukaprada, she grants happiness to everyone in Brajabhumi. Rasolasa Madon Mata. Lalita Rasasundari Sarvagopi Mayi Nitya Nana Shastra Visharada Rasolasa Rasolasa. She blossoms with delight during the Rasa dance. Madon Mata. She becomes wildly intoxicated by drinking honey wine. Lalita. She's the most charming, Radha has the most charming loveliness. Rasa Sundari. Radha's truly beautiful expression of divine mellow, Sarva Gopi Mayi. She expands herself into unlimited forms of gopis. Nitya, she's the essence of eternity, Nana Shastra Visharad. She is expert in all the scriptures. Kameshwari Kamarupa Sada Krishna Parayana Parashakti Sarupa Cha Shristi Siddhi Vinashini. Kameshwari, Radha is the queen of transcendental lust and the controller of transcendental lust. Kamarupa, she is the personification of transcendental desire. Sada Krishna Parayana, she is always cherishing Krishna. Parashakti Sarup, she is the very figure of divine potency. Shristi Siddhi Vinashini, she annihilates the material creation. Whatever Krishna makes, she annihilates. Shristi Siddhi Vinashini. Very nice. That is nice. Somya Mayiradha Radhika Sarvakamada Ganga Chachalasi Jeva Yamana Chasarasati. Somya, Radha is pleasing like the moon. Somyamayi, all her dealings are soft and gentle. Radha, she's endowed with all prosperity and success. Radhika, she fully satisfies her beloved by her intimate worship. Sarva Kamada, she fulfills the aspirations of all beings. Ganga, she is the original form of Ganga, and the Tulsi, and Yamuna, and Saraswati. Bhagavati, Bhagavati, Bhagavat Chittarupini, Prema Bhakti Sadasangi, Premananda Vilasini. Radharani is the original form of the Bhagavati, and supreme female divinity, Bhagavati. Bhagavati Radha. It's Bhagavan and Bhagavati. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavati Radha. Bhagavat Chittarupini, she is the embodiment of Bhagavan's Chitta, his very heart. Prema Bhakti Sadasangi, Radha is always associated with ecstatic, loving devotees, Premi Bhaktas. Prema Bhakti Sadasangi, Premananda Vilasini, Radha cavorts in ecstatic bliss of pure love. Sadananda Mayi Nitya, Nitya Dharma Parayani, Trilokya Karshni Adya, Sundari Krishna Rupini, Sadananda Mayi. She is perpetually permeated with exhilaration. Nitya, she is incarnation of agelessness. Nitya Dharma Parayani. Radha is devoted to performing auspicious daily rituals. Trilokya Karshini. Radha attracts the three worlds. Adya. She's the source of all that is. And Radha is the absolute manifestation of total beauty. Krishna Rupini. Radha expresses herself as a form of Krishna. Shatam Mashtotaram Nama Yat Patet Prayatak Shuchi Pratakale Chamadhyane Sandhyaya Madhyaratrike Yatra Tatra Pavetasya Krishna Prema. If a pious and clean devotee recites these 108 names of Sri Radhika, either in the morning, midday, or Madhyarat, in the evening, or in the middle of the night, wherever and however that person lives, he or they will become endowed with ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna prema yuto bhavet. Ecstatic Krishna prema ki. Shri Radhika Ashtutara Shatanam Stotram Samapt ki. Shri Radhakundastakam, page 174 ki. This is in Malini meter. Like a lot of astakams, this is by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Shri Radhakund Ashtakam Ki. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Pada Ki. Vrishabhadana Janashan Narma Dharmukti Rangir Nikala Nija Sakibir Yatsuhastena Purnam Pakati Tamapi Brinda Ranya Ragya Pramodes Tarati Surabhi Radha Kundameva Shriome Bhajabhuvi Murushatro Priyasinam Nikamar Asulabham Apiturnam Prema Kalpadramam Tam Janayati Ridibhomo Snataruche Priyam Yat Tarati surabhi radha kundameva shreyo me agaripurapi ratnad achadevya prasada prasurakrita kataksha praptikama prakamam anusarti aruche snana sevana bandes tarati surabhi radha kundameva shreyo me brajabhuvana sudamsho prema bhumir nikamam brajamadura kishori Moli Ratna Prieva Parchitamapinamna Yachchateneva Tasyas Tarati Surbi Radha Kundameva Shreyome Abhijana Yakashchit Yasyaseva Prasade Panayasuralatasyat Tasya Goshtendra Suno Stapadikila Marisha Tasya Pushpa Prashasya Tarati Surbi Radha Kundameva Shreyome Tatamadura Nikunja Klipta Namana Ucher Nija Parijana Varge Sambi Bhav Jashitaste Madhukara Ruta Gramya Yasya Rajanti Kamyas Tarati Surabhi Radha Kundameva Shreyome Tatabhuvi Vara Vedyam Yasya Naramati Ridyam Madhura Madhura Vartam Goshya Chandrasya Bangya Parati Bhitam Yisha Prana Sakyali Bisa Tarati Surabhi Radha Kundameva Shriome Anudina Matirange Prema Matali Sangir Parasar Sijagandir Hari Vari Prapurne Vihartiya Yasmin Tampatito Pramato Tarati Surabhi Radha Kundameva Shriome Avikalamati Devyash Charu Kundashtakamya Paripatita Dido Lasi dasyar pitatma Achyami asharire Darshiyat yeva tasme Madhuripirati modhe Shlishyamanam priyam Anyone who reads this beautiful prayer describing Radhakund, Sri Krishna will give them darshan of Radha and their many amorous pastimes. And when the devotee sees these wonderful pastimes and sees himself serving Yuga Kishore, he will feel so much intense jubilation within his heart. Well, this is the Shruti Phal offered by Raghunath Das Goswami for this beautiful prayer glorifying Radhakund. 176, Raghunath Das Goswami's offering to Shamakund. This is the same Chandas. Malani Chandas. Shishamakanashtakam ki jai. Vrishabha Danuja Nashanantaram Yatsvagoshtim Ayasi Vrishabha Shatroma Sprishatam Vadantyam Iti Vrishabhavi Putyam Krishna Parshnim Prakatam Tarati Vimalaniram Shamakundam Gatirame Shri Jagati Nivasadyat Tirta Brindam Tamognam Rajanirpati Kumarain Aritam Tatsamagram Swayamiram Avagadam Yatmahimna Prakasham Yadati Vimaliram Shamakundam Gatirame Yadati Vimalanire Tirta Rupe Prashaste Tamapi Kuru Krishangi Snana Matreva Radhe Yati Vinaya Vichobi Pratana Kritsa Krishnas Tadati Vimalaniram Shamakundam Gatirame Vrishabhadanujanashad Uttapapam Samaptam Dhyumani Sakajochir Varjayitve Tivtirtam Nijamakila Sakibi Kundameva Prakashyam Tadati Vimalaniram Shamakundam Gatirame Yadati Sakalatirtes Tyaktavakye Prabite Savinayamavi Yukte Krishna Chandra Nivedya Agatika Gati Radha Varjanan no Katika Tarati Vimalaniram Shamakundam Gati Yarati Vikalatirtam Krishna Chandram Pashustam Ati Lagunati Vakye Suprasenati Radha Vivida Chatila Vakye Pratanadya Bhavanti Tarati Vimalaniram Shamakundam Gati Me Yarati Lalitipadaistam Prasadyapta Taistash Tarati Shaya Kripardre Sangamane Praviste Rajanava Yuvaradha Kundameva Prapanam Tadati bimalaniram shama kundam gatirame yadati nikatatire klapta kunjam saram yam subalavati mukabhya rati kadye radatam vividakusamavali kapa rikshari rajam tadati bimalaniram shama kundam gatirame paripati sameda shama kundashtakam yo navajaladara rupe swanakantyam charagat bhajanarapati puchas Tessa labya shishigram sahasagana sakibi radaya setsubhajya. In the Shruti fall, Raghunath Das Goswami is promising that anyone who recites his beautiful prayer to glorify Shyamakund, he will develop loving attraction for Krishna along with Radha, and that he will easily enter their worship by attaining their eternal company very soon. Saha Sagana Sakibi Radhya Set Sabhajya. Sushigram, I think, means very quickly. Is that right?
Yes.
Sushigram. Tasya Labhya. He will attain very quickly, the association of Sakigan. Sagana Sakibi. Their association he will attain along with all the Sakis of Radha, and he will be able to serve them eternally in his spiritual body. Shishamakundastakam ki jai. This is the conclusion of the festival of observing the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund in 2009 on the banks of Shyamakund. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paschachari Shatarane Vanchakopa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Titanam Bhavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Jai Shri Radhe.